You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. That suspenseful story was told by Alicia Hughes Scandies on January 8, 2019 at Mud Rooms. The theme was time and tide. And even though I know both Alicia and her brother lived to tell the tale, that one also would have worked for Way Too Close. Okay, so my next guest is Pat Klaza. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And I know you're here representing Juno Cooperative Preschool, but I did want to mention that if your voice sounds familiar to our listeners, they have heard you before on KXLL and also on KRNN, and now you've made it to KTOO, so that's the triple crown for you.
Yeah, it feels good. I love this studio, so it feels good to be on KTOO for the first time. Thank you for having me.
And congratulations.
Thanks.
So, Pat, today you're here, like I said, representing the Juno Cooperative Preschool. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Of course. The Juno Cooperative Preschool is a cooperative that basically is a preschool for kids age 3 to 5. And what makes it different from other preschools is that the parents are very involved. So every school day, we have 2 volunteer parents who come in and work. And basically what that means is they run an activity or they provide snack or they just kind of oversee things in addition to the teachers being there, so that it's a real interactive experience, not only for the kids, but also for the students and the parents.
Is that sort of a requirement of the program? If you enroll your child in this preschool, you also have to commit to, you know, getting involved in activities?
It is. And it's not a huge commitment. I think I'm going to work like 5 or so dates this semester. And it turns out to be quite a lot of fun, actually. Just last time We were making Valentine's Day card boxes so the kids could put their Valentines in them on Thursday. So it was pretty cool. I enjoy it.
That sounds adorable. And you have an event coming up on February 22nd. It's called Adult Night Out. What is Adult Night Out?
Adult Night Out is one of our big fundraisers of the year. It is a wine tasting. It is a dessert auction. It is a silent auction and a raffle. It's like the super fundraiser with all proceeds going directly to the preschool. So it's going to be a great time.
And even though it's Adult Night Out, there is childcare provided from what I understand?
Indeed there is. It's limited, but we have 20 spots of childcare available for just $5 a kid. So it's a great deal. And the event is from 6 to 8 o'clock. So, you know, for the parent who can't find a babysitter or who'd prefer to bring their kid to the event, that can be done.
Now, is this for adults who have their children enrolled in the preschool or for anybody who wants to come?
Anybody can come. And I foresee a lot of people who are involved with the preschool being there. But, you know, for friends and family and just really anyone in the community, it is an open event. You do need a ticket, though, and you need to buy that at the Prospect or through the preschool.
Yes, there's ticket information at junopreschool.org, which is the Cooperative Preschool's website. But let's take a step back, the wine tasting. Can you tell us more about that? Where are the wines coming from?
Of course. How
does that work?
Well, the wine is being provided by a group called Odom. That's O-D-O-M. There's going to be red and white wines, a little bit of something for everybody. And now I know the wine world can be a little intimidating for people, so to have a guide there telling you about the wines can be really fun, interesting, and helpful for you. You know, I don't know much about wine personally. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes, I see you're actually wearing a beer t-shirt.
Caught.
Is this an annual event or is it a new thing?
It is an annual event, but it's a new event. So we had it last year. It was a big success, and we're bringing it back. So I foresee this being an event that's going to really stand the test of time.
Did you attend last year?
Unfortunately, I didn't. My daughter was too young for the preschool, so I just didn't hear about it. I wish I would have been listening to the radio that day when they had a representative on. I probably would have gone.
Can you tell us a little bit about how the proceeds for this event are used for the preschool?
Definitely. We will use some of the proceeds to do any number of things to help basically fund the preschool, pay our rent at the Northern Light United Church, or pay the teachers, buy supplies, art supplies. We have a playground. We've got all sorts of like gadgets and stuff to keep the kids entertained during the day and to help them learn about stuff. So there's a bunch of ways that we could spend this money for sure.
Adult Night Out for a Good Cause, February 22nd, 6 to 8 p.m. It's taking place at TK McGuire's, which is in the Prospector Hotel. And there will be a wine tasting appetizer, silent auction, and dessert auction, and good times had by all, I think.
From what I understand, I'm going to be the auctioneer at the dessert auction, so I will have to learn how to speak very quickly and with that certain cadence, but I am up to the challenge, and I look forward to it.
It'll be worth it alone just to see Pat play auctioneer.
I hope so.
Pat Clauza, do you have anything else you'd like to add about Adult Night Out or Juno Preschool, Juno Cooperative Preschool?
Nope, I just hope to see you on February 22nd.
All right, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.